A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. I don't know about y'all, but I was freezing all the way into work today, Dave.
Yeah, it's a bad sign when your car will not warm up after 20 minutes. That means it's too cold. But you know what? We got a hot show for you. It is 9:06 and brought to you by Toyota dealers. It is time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
He has been in the national news spotlight a lot this week. Senator Mitt Romney loudly challenging President Trump on a number of top controversies. Well, he'll be live right here on the show at 9:20 to talk about why and what he hopes to gain.
And Debbie, this is huge. We're the first ones to get him. This is great because when something of this magnitude happens, especially here in Utah, the president seems like he is battling everybody on all fronts. He's battling Republicans. He's battling Democrats. He's battling independents. He's battling foreign leaders. It is incredible. So a very important conversation coming up in 13 minutes.
Countdown to...
Lots of new developments in Utah's illegal adoption scandal. The politician accused of running a baby mill in Utah took in almost $3 million, according to cops. And the number of pregnant moms he's accused of warehousing at a home in Salt Lake County, Dave, at one time, it just breaks my heart.
Oh, Debbie, this story has so many layers and has gone on for so long. I really want to dive into the adoption process because if you're an adoptive parent, if you're a prospective adoptive parent, does this just terrify you? Does this scare you away from even trying because there's so much corruption and red tape? It's very difficult. We want to learn more about it coming up.
Launch countdown. One.
But first, I want to know this. I want to know, where is that pit bull police say bit an 8-year-old girl? The story is unbelievable. And I also want to know what took so long for police and prosecutors to go after the girl's mom for child abuse.
Dave and Genovic.
The launch.
Commence.
A pit bull, Dave, attacked a child. Not once, but twice. And now the 8-year-old's mom is charged with child abuse. The little girl was bitten in the face both times.
Incredible. Twice. Questions we have, does the mom still have custody of the girl? Where's the dog? Was it put down? And what took so long to get this mom charged? Because the latest attack happened in June.
Let's spend the next several minutes delving into this story. It went down in Springville in Utah County. The cops say the second attack happened June 13th. So we're several months out.
4 months later.
We don't actually know from the court documents that I read this morning when the first attack happened on this 8-year-old girl. But court records do say mom insisted on bringing the dog back in the home after it even bitten other children as well as her daughter in the past.
Quite frankly, this is absolutely terrifying that there is a parent out there that is allowing attack after attack after attack to happen. Absolutely, you should lose custody of your child. This is not an accident. This is habitual. This is a dangerous, vicious animal. And the idea that you're bringing it back in and it happens again.
We have asked this question many times before on the show, because we often end up reporting on these horrible dog bite stories. In this case, it involves an 8-year-old little girl, according to cops, in the Springville area in Utah County. The dog bit the child not once, but twice. We're going to take calls on this probably all morning long. But 801-575-7668. Dave, I have one simple question for our listeners. Given the details, given the facts we know as presented by cops, what should happen to the dog?
Put down. No question. No question. And I'm trying to jump into the mind of this mother that after your child has already been bitten, how in the world do you allow that dog back into your house? I just don't understand the mindset. And I think this is one of the biggest problems we have. We love animals. We care about animals. We are aware when animals are abused. We raise money for them. But there comes a time when an animal is no longer safe. And we are so afraid of social media. We're so afraid of the national media and the blowback that we won't put down a dangerous animal. We just won't do it.
Think about this. It happened on June 13th. Has something happened to the dog in between that we're unaware of? We don't know right now where that dog is. I messaged the Utah County Attorney's Office asking for details. Where is the pit bull right now? I got a response just moments before we walked in studio, Dave, and they said they're not ready to talk about the case because it's an ongoing investigation and a pending matter. Let's get more details right now about this little girl. She had 27 stitches on her cheek in this latest dog bite, on her chin and around her eye. There's scarring, and cops say there's permanent damage to her tear ducts. We know that the second bite happened June 13th. It's now October 10th. So I also asked prosecutors to just answer this question. What took so long for cops and prosecutors to team up and get a child abuse charge filed against this mother? Again, we don't have the answer to that. And then the final question, and probably the most important question, is where's the daughter? Is the daughter back with her mother?
Right, because there is now a track record of endangering that child. And when you see people that love their animals and they call them their babies, At first I thought it was funny. Like, oh yeah, we all love our little babies. Ah, they're so cute. But I honestly am starting to wonder, do people honestly view these animals and these pets on par with their children? Because that is ridiculous. And when you start making decisions like this, when an animal attacks your child, and then you're still putting that child and that animal together, when it's already shown to be vicious, what's going on here?
I'm reading right from the court record, Dave. I printed this right off of the court website. According to police, the dog has bit other children in the past as well, yet the defendant, it was the mother in this case of that 8-year-old little girl who got bit on the face for a second time, quote, insists on bringing the dog back into the family home. We want to take your calls. 801-575-7668. It'll be your turn to talk when we continue our discussion in just a bit on this issue. What should happen to the dog? 801-575-7668. And in the next segment, it's the interview that I've been waiting to conduct with you, Dave, all week long. Senator Mitt Romney fired up about President Trump pulling American troops out of Syria. It has certainly been a big week between Romney and Trump. All kinds of things to talk with the senator about in this next segment. He calls into our show live.
Senator Mitt Romney, next.
Dave and Dujanovic. Later today, Jeff Kaplan reports on the news.
An overnight rescue mission on the Great Salt Lake.
And he talks about the news.
Tragedy was averted in the dead of night.
3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.